pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Some chairs, seen better days.
Just as long as you don't drop down.
I did.
Here.
Mr. Loeffler.
Here.
This is the Board of Education acceptance on the recommendations of the Committee on Special Education, Committee on Preschool Special Education, and the 504 Committee for meetings held on December 5th, 8th, 9th, 11th, 12th, 16th, 17th, 18th, and 30th of 2025, and January 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th of 2026. That having the recommendation of the Committee on Special Education, Committee on Preschool Special Education, and the 504 Committee, the Board of Education of the Ogdensburg City School District does hereby accept the recommendations as presented this 20th day of January 2026.
Is there recommended action?
So
moved.
Mr. Gossett?
Aye.
Mr. Malone?
Aye.
Mr. Loeffler?
Aye.
Mrs. Lutton?
Aye.
Mrs. McRoberts?
Aye.
Mr. Sutton?
Aye.
Mr. Sutton?
Aye.
I'll entertain a motion for approval of the regular meeting minutes of the meeting held on December 15, 2025.
Second.
Please call the roll.
Mr. Malone?
Aye.
Mr. Loeffler?
Aye.
Mrs. Lutton?
Aye.
Mrs. McRoberts?
Aye.
Mr. Sutton?
Aye.
Mrs. Cusudo?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye. Mr. Kendall, are there any letters of communications for the board?
I'm none this evening.
Comments relative to the agenda? Report number one.
So I'm going to do a little update of the construction so far. We expect the Create classroom to be turned over by the end of the month, so the kids should start to have access. You've got some photos on the back of that progress. Phase two is in the works, and we're preparing. We have a meeting with the board subcommittee on Monday the 26th to review the cost analysis of phase two. As well as talk about a few things from phase one. So all is going well. We're progressing nicely, and hopefully I'll have a better update at the next meeting, especially as it pertains to the transportation area, which is coming along as well, too.
Any questions? Report number two.
This is the final reading adoption of the Ogdensburg City School District Policies 4325, 4511, 5500, 5500R, 5550, 5605. Having the recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools, Board of Education of the Ogdensburg City School District does hereby approve the adoption of the policies read above, presented on this 20th day of January 2026.
Is there recommended action?
Second.
Please call the roll.
Mr. Loeffler?
Aye.
Mrs. Lutton?
Aye.
Mrs. McRoberts?
Aye.
Mr. Sutton?
Aye.
Mrs. Cusudo?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Malone?
Aye.
This is staffing projections. Now, I give you just the retirements as of the close of business on December 30th, which is the 180-day mark for teachers to provide an irrevocable letter in order to qualify for the incentive. So I offer this up just to what's on the docket for retirements. One earth science teacher, one special education teacher, one elementary special education teacher, our athletic director, three elementary teachers, one teaching assistant, one data systems coordinator, and one elementary principal as of today. And I through the process of the budget, I will come to the board in the near future with a plan of which ones need to be replaced based upon enrollment needs.
There are no questions. Report number four.
This is the adoption of sports merger fee schedule for 26-27. That having the approval of the Superintendent of Schools, the Ogdensburg City Schools District Board of Education shall hereby adopt the sports merger fee schedule for out-of-district students to participate in district's high school sports program as listed on the attached sports merger fee schedule effective July 1st, 2026 on this 20th day of January 2026.
Is there a recommended action?
So moved.
Second.
Aye. Mr.
McRoberts?
Aye.
Mr. Sutton?
Aye.
Mr. Cusudo?
Aye.
This is sports mergers for the 26-27 school year with Morristown Central School District, spring girls lacrosse, all levels, and girls and boys spring track, all levels. that having the approval of Superintendent of Schools Board of Education, the Augsburg City School District is hereby approved the sports merger with the Morristown Central School District for girls lacrosse in all levels and girls and boys spring track in all levels for the 26-27 school year on this 20th day of January 2026.
Is there a recommended action?
Mr. Johnson?
Yes.
Just quickly. Mr. Kendall, on this sheet that they submitted, it says $700 per student.
Yes. That was based upon our current, it'll go up with this merger schedule.
Okay.
When they filled this out, when Morristown filled this out, the merger fees hadn't been enacted, so I told them put down the $700.
Okay.
It'll probably go up pending board approval.
All right.
Yep. Thank you.
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you.
Ms. McRoberts?
Aye.
Mr. Sutton?
Aye.
Ms. Rizzuto?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Aye.
Mr. Loughlin?
Aye.
Mrs. Loughlin?
Aye.
Report number six.
This is adoption of the school calendar for 26-27. That having the approval of Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education, the Augsburg City School District does hereby accept the 26-27 school calendar as presented, and the same shall be hereby adopted this 20th day of January 2026.
Is there recommended action?
Mr. Sutton?
Aye.
This is the tax collector's report of unpaid taxes. The having the approval of Superintendent of Schools, the 2025-2026 tax collector's report as attached shows the total taxes collected in the amount of $8,766,675.03, and that list of unpaid taxes is as follows. City of Ogdensburg taxes $840,300.64, interest of $33,611.93. Town of Osvagashi taxes $189,145.59, interest of $7,565.83. Be accepted and be it further resolved that the list of unpaid taxes be transmitted to the proper collection agencies for collection.
Is there a recommended action?
This is a resolution to approve budget transfers. That having the recommendation of Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education, the Ogdensburg City School District does hereby approve the budget transfers as per the attached request for budgetary transfers on this 20th day of January 2026.
Is there a recommended action?
This is the 2026-2027 budget discussion for the libraries. No action needed, information and discussion only. The only two lines that we're proposing being changed right now is for the salaried employees for employee contractual obligations and a 4% increase on the BOCES line until we have our service agreement at the end of February, beginning of March. So.
Any questions? Anyone? Okay, report number 10.
This is a resolution to approve change order EC-001 2025 capital project number 5120015022001. That having the recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education, the Augsburg City School District does hereby approve change order EC-001 2025 capital project number 5120015022001, presented this 20th day of January 2026.
And may I add before we vote, so at the last board meeting we voted down two of the three resolutions for change orders. These are those change orders back again. What, and again I'm learning as I go along with this being my first major project, what we would do in the case of, because the work has to get done, regardless of who's at fault, we still have to get the work done. If I will bring to you for approval these change orders each time, But if we feel as a board and as a district that the architect may have been to blame or a contractor was to blame, we have a grievance procedure that we can file post that approval. Our approval does not mean we're okay with it. Our approval just means the work needs to get done, and we can file a grievance as a district that the architect firm or the construction firm or the contractor is responsible, and we can look to get restitution for that. So there will be a process if we feel that.
Even if we approve
it? Even if you approve it, we can still do that.
So who does that, Kevin?
I would file it on behalf of the board if the board was interested in going through that procedure. It doesn't require board resolution. It just requires that the board direct me to file the grievance in the state and state the reason for the grievance and put in who's to fault. And then either the firm themselves, whoever we determined was at fault, who we think was at fault, can either accept it or it goes to arbitration. And a mediator will come in and determine who was at fault. So there is a process.
And do we want Kevin to do it?
Well, I've got an explanation. I think we can talk about what specifically led to the change orders that were voted down. I can discuss those specifics with the board.
So our process is to pass this right now?
Pass it, and then we'll discuss the architect's response to said disagreement. And we can determine.
So then it goes to grievance.
Yeah.
There is a grievance.
They get our grievance, yeah. Who we feel is the party responsible.
Yeah.
They can then say, you're right, we're responsible, we'll eat it or reimburse the district. Or they can say, we disagree, and then a mediator comes in. Somebody in the middle will listen to it, an arbitrator, and determine who's at fault at that point.
Also, I'd like hearing this because if we get any more change orders that were so obvious,
yeah,
as the ones we had to
I suspect they probably won't be as obvious.
No, you're right.
Yeah, I mean,
you still have another place to go.
Correct.
Okay.
There's a process, and you approving the change order does not affect our ability to go and grieve it.
Yeah, so, Kevin, all of these change orders, how are they tracked? I mean, do they give us a report at the end of the year where it says these were the change orders?
Our construction company, CNS, tracks all change orders in their system. I can pull up a balance of all change orders at any time. I can tell you what it was on. We can go into detail of each change order, but we at the end of every phase we will total up, because it's part of the incidentals. We'll total up how much in change orders that we received. I remember back as an administrator who was just sitting here listening to the meetings. I remember there being a lot of change orders in that first Excel project. We haven't had a ton here. But we're only this far into it, so we can at least look at it and determine if we, as a board, as a district, want to file a grievance in that process. And your approval of them tonight just lets the work go on. That's definitely going to need to be done. So,
I mean, obviously, to the board, there's not an acceptable amount of any change orders. But according to the architect, is there, based on past projects, is there an acceptable number that the architect would say that it's not abnormal to have $40,000 in change orders, or as your architect say, no, that's definitely problematic?
Yeah, so our construction firm, CNS, will always be working on our behalf, saying and calling out any entity that has done something or created something that had an adverse effect on the district's bottom line. Our CNS does that for us. So if they start to see things coming through that, no, that was missed, that can't happen. They work on our behalf, and they'll let us know that, yeah, this shouldn't have happened. This is not the fault of anybody other than the architect. In many situations, it's when you dig things up and what's there was not expected. That
I understand. Well, you're right for that.
But there are other things.
When things are right in front of you.
Right. There are other things. That's why I say to you, I'll share with you what the findings were, and that CNS signs off on them and says this is accurate. I always run all the change orders for CNS. What do you think? You know, they are our watchdog to the architects, to the contractors, all the subcontractors. They're watching them. And so they will call foul when we had something that came up where they wanted to increase the price on one thing, and that's, no, that's not what was agreed upon. You'll do it for this price. That's not our problem. And so the subcontractor did it without problem. But you can't come back to the table and negotiate post. So CNS does that for us. So you'll approve them. By approving them does not mean you're stuck to having to accept it. You can file agreements. So there you go.
Any further comments? Do we have a recommendation?
So moved.
Second. Call the roll, please.
Mr. Lalonde?
Aye.
Mr. Laughlin?
Aye.
Mrs. Lucky?
Aye.
Mrs. McGrawler?
Aye.
Mr. Sutton?
Aye.
Mrs. Rizzuto?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Okay, report number 11.
This is a resolution to approve change order EC-002, 2025 capital project, project number 5123-0001-0007-026. That having the recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education, the Augsburg City School District does hereby approve change order EC-002, 2025 capital project, project number 5123-0001-0007-026. Presented this 20th day of January 2026.
Is there recommended action?
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Mr. Loeffler?
Aye.
Mrs. Lucky?
Aye.
Mrs. McRoberts?
Aye.
Mr. Sutton?
Aye.
Mrs. Rizzuto?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Lowell?
Aye.
Report number 12.
This is the 2025-2026 tax roll adjustments. Having the recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education, the Augsburg City School District does hereby approve the reduction of the 2025-2026 tax levy in the amount of $73,873.76 this 20th day of January 2026.
Is there a recommended action?
So moved. Second.
Call the roll.
Mrs. Lucky?
Aye.
Mrs. McGrawler?
Aye.
Aye.
Mr. Rizzuto?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Malone?
Aye.
Mr. Laughlin?
Aye.
I'll entertain a motion for items B1 through B7 to be approved on the consent agenda.
So
moved. Please call the roll.
Mrs. McRoberts?
Aye.
Mr. Sutton?
Aye.
Mr. Rizzuto?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Business to be brought before the board, including comments by citizens. administration.
We are at the next board meeting, February 9th, 2026, 6 p.m.
I'll entertain a motion to adjourn to executive session.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting is adjourned. Thank you.